Before we get into today's topic of mind-body health, I want to start by thanking you, the listener. It has been 18 months since I started this podcast, and it's been one of the most fun things for me to do professionally. I have met some really cool people that brought different insights to not only my life, but the people that listen as well. Many of you have reached out to me in various ways to express gratitude and given me ideas for future episodes. I am here for you, and I want to make you feel like there is some value that you get from these episodes. I owe you guys everything, and I hope we continue to grow and have fun together. Now let's get into it.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Hey there, Sports Pharmacy fans. It's your host, Dr. Rage, coming at you with another episode of the Sports Pharmacy Podcast. As a pharmacist, wellness expert, and certified sports nutritionist, I'm here to bring you the latest and greatest in the world of sports and wellness. Whether you're a diehard fan or an aspiring athlete, this is the place to be for all things health and performance related. So grab your favorite sports drink, kick back, and let's dive into some engaging discussion on how to optimize your well-being and athletic potential. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, join our Discord, and let's get on this journey together. Let's go. Welcome, 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 Sports Pharmacy fans. Different episode for you today. Looks like it's just going to be me talking to you. I've been doing a lot of reading on something called the mind-body connection and how it helps you achieve overall wellness. So as we progress through this episode, these are some questions that I want you to think about. I want to help you answer these questions as we go through the episode. Does your mind dictate if you are sick or not? I know this is a stretch and super simplistic, but can your mind trick you into thinking you are sick? Can your illness affect your mental state, which is the vice versa? We will answer these questions and more as we talk about the mind-body connection. I wanted to address this matter for a number of reasons, but first, let's define mind-body connection. Basically, it's how your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and attitudes can either positively or negatively affect our biological functions. In other words, our mind affects how healthy our bodies feel. On the flip side, what we do with our physical body, which is like food, exercise, and posture, how that can impact your mental state as well. This is basically the introductory episode for the 7 pillars of wellness, where we dive into each pillar and how it's imperative to overall wellness. So let's get into it. Here are some real-life examples of how the mind-body connection works. There have been countless amounts of clinical studies highlighting the fact that patients that are clinically depressed have worse outcomes due to the fact that they are caring less for their body. Prime example. This article highlights a 52-year-old man that has been diagnosed with major depressive disorder, or MDD. He came into their clinic showing all the signs of hyperglycemia. So basically, your sugar's too high. They were hungry all the time, thirsty all the time, and urinating all the time. These are the big three we look at for patients that are struggling to control their sugars. He also came in with high blood pressure, triglycerides that were in the four-figure range. Patients were obviously treated based off of their lab results and clinical findings and then moved on. But what happens to that patient when they leave? Could his depression have played a bigger role? This study dives deeper into the fact that far too often we are treating what we see on paper and not the underlying causation of the bad lab results. Depressive disorders are among the most common psychiatric disorders. However, an estimated 40 to 60% of patients do not receive conventional treatment for their MDD. So let's look on the flip side. How you feel can influence how you think. Think about what your thoughts are like when you're feeling nervous or confident. Sometimes you can change your mental state just by changing your posture. Next time you feel anxious or upset, try standing tall and proud. It might help change your mental state. The mind-body connection plays an important role in the treatment of mental health and substance use disorders. Anywhere from sleep and nutrition to exercise and movement, the mind-body connection can help you overall, your overall health and well-being. Many of you may be asking, Dr. H, how does this impact on well-being of physical performance and recovery in sports? Simple. Another easy example is that after an injury, mental health issues can actually slow down the recovery and delay the return to play. Athletes that overtrain potentially from an unhealthy obsession can also weaken their body and mind. In recent years, the impacts of mental health on athletes, sports-related organizations, and professionals is being recognized, and now we are increasingly prioritizing mental well-being. As many of you may know, I'm a really big fan of Bayern Munich in Germany. I have been watching them for the past 20 years, and recently they purchased a player from Manchester City by the name of Leroy Sané. Leroy moved to Munich from Manchester in the middle of COVID, so right in the heart of it. He had a family, a girlfriend and a daughter, that didn't move with him at the time. You could see how much he was struggling on the field. The fans were turning against him. His performance in the field wasn't stellar. It wasn't until one offseason that a story came out that expressed how much he was struggling mentally and started to work with a sports psychologist. Eventually, his family did move to Munich with him, and he has been an absolute tear in the Bundesliga right now. Get your mind right if you want to perform. Let's move on. How physical activity can influence mental health. There is no secret that people that work out get an obvious boost to their mood. But did you know that it helps improve your physical well-being as well? Exercise improves mental health by reducing anxiety, depression, and negative moods, and by improving self-esteem and cognitive function. This is all based on a recent study called The Role of Physical Activity on Mental Health and Well-Being, a review. There is a quantifiable measure to this. There are actual neurochemicals that are released, and it's different between people that do regular exercise versus those who do not. It's simple. Physical activity improves the function of the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, which then lowers your cortisol, which leads to the restoration of the balance of leptin and ghrelin. This is important because leptin is actually in charge of decreasing your appetite, whereas ghrelin actually increases it. Ghrelin is made in your stomach and it signals to your brain that you are hungry. Basically, they're counterbalances of each other. Regular exercise has an immunomodulatory effect, such as optimizing catecholamines, lowering cortisol levels, and lowering systemic inflammation. Physical activity has shown to increase plasma-derived neurotrophic factors, which is thought to help reduce the amyloid beta toxicity linked to Alzheimer's disease progression as well. Obviously, physical activity is going to make you feel better. But not only that, for the future, for patients that may have Alzheimer's that run in their family, there's actually a quantitative way of measuring the toxicity that is linked to Alzheimer's and how physical activity can help reduce that. So what are some strategies to help with this? Let's dive deeper into some strategies to help nurture mental and physical health. I saw a quick handbook written by the NCAA that was released recently to ensure the safety of student athletes' mental well-being. And I'm going to give you some of the highlights that I read. Here are some of the highlights. Try to relax, release stress, find ways to learn and be creative, spend time in nature, connect with others, and improve your sleep. These are the base things that every person can take into their own life, not just for athletes. This was specific to the NCAA because it was such a different environment for student athletes that went from high school, where they were probably around their parents, they were around their old high school friends, moving into college where the expectations are that much higher for them. And the biggest thing that they were seeing is that they were not able to connect with others because of their status as a student athlete. I had a phrase that just drove me crazy every time I heard it. You are what you eat. This is a dated phrase. I like to change it into you'll feel what you eat. Basically, if you eat like garbage, you're going to feel like garbage. I know this is simplistic, but it's pretty accurate. So what you put into your body, you're going to feel later on, or you might feel it right away. Another strategy is working out 3 days a week for at least 20 minutes will change your life. Even your workout is just simply walking for 20 minutes. That is better than staying stationary by a long run. And it helps with improve your metabolic health, improves your cardiovascular health. And if you do this after you eat, this is specifically for my diabetic patients, it'll actually help counteract the sugar that you eat, the carbs that you ate right after the meal. So taking that 20-minute walk after you eat is such a huge help. My biggest thing as well is I'm a big fan of helping reduce stress. So there are a lot of mindful techniques that can make stress situations much easier to deal with. One of the apps that I really like on my iPhone is called Calm, and that helps help recenter your mind to let you're going to feel anxiety, but it's not going to help be as debilitating as it has been for you. Here are some other techniques that I like to do for stress management. And obviously, seek professional help if you decide you need it. This is something just to help you on the side. Breathing techniques. There are two thoughts to this. Number one, it helps slow your heart rate. Number two, there are studies that have shown that repeating a constant number in your mind actually helps you relieve that stress. So breathing techniques, breathe in for 2 seconds and out for 2 seconds. And yes, you should count this out in your head every single time, because that helps you with repetitiveness to help eliminate the stress factors that you're feeling. Guided imagery is super cool because with the help of a professional like a therapist, they will use a word or music to evoke positive imagery scenarios with a view of bringing out some of the beneficial effect. For example, me, I'm a big fan of music. I've listened to music since I was a kid. I played music. I was in a band. I was a singer. And music for me always elicited a response based off of where I heard it when I was younger. Right now, obviously, a lot of you may see that Blink-182 recently got back together, which was, first off, a phenomenal concert to go to. If you ever have a chance to go see them, please go see them. And they came out with a new album as well, which was super cool to see. I was just blown away how many feelings came up for me listening to Blink and thinking about the time in 10th grade where I went to their concert with Green Day and I got locked out of my car and my parents had to come pick me up. And it's just those memories really brought back. It was an easy smile on my face because it elicited an emotional response that, and I think they did this on purpose, man. I feel like Blink came out and be like, hey, there's a lot of nostalgia involved here. Let's enjoy this together, man. It's such a good album. Music is such a fantastic release. So here are some of my other experiences. I'll talk a little bit today about what I struggled with even when I was younger. I have struggled with anxiety since I was a young kid. Really came to light during pharmacy school. I struggled with focus because I was in my head way too often. My schoolwork wouldn't get done. I stopped working out and my body really suffered. It wasn't until I finally met my mentor in school that she really emphasized the importance of mental health wellness. Instantly, my life and view changed. My grades got better. I started playing soccer with club ball at VCU, working out 4 days a week. And I was really able to enjoy my time with my friends more because I wasn't having to worry about my grades. And if I was able to stay in school, like that's how bad it was. It was almost like it felt like a waterfall. Like one thing happens that really caused the downfall for the rest of my life. And it wasn't until I fixed that core issue, being anxiety, that everything else seemed to get better. I still struggle with anxiety from time to time. It's not something that's gone away, but it's something that's really, I've been really able to manage with some of these techniques. So now it's not crippling the rest of my life, especially now as a business owner, where I have a million things to worry about, being a husband and everything that comes balanced with it, man. It's tough to keep that balance going, but I've really worked hard to make sure that my mental state is right before I move on. So I'll leave this with you today. We talked a lot about mental health and why it's important. If you or anyone struggles, please seek help. Reach out to the people around you. There are thousands of resources around you to help. Hell, even I can be a resource. You can find me on my socials. In closing today, this has been the MindBody episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Please give us a review anywhere that you listen to your podcast. Dr. H, out. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider giving us a 5-star review anywhere that you get your episodes. Follow us at Sports Pharmacy Pod, as well as me, your host, at Dr. Mixalot. Join our Discord server for more interactions with me and fellow listeners. As always, stay well, stay hydrated, and I will catch you next time.